cause it's like May and night in the city where we hide. I see stars, a lot of them, but only when far away, because it's like May and night in the city where we hide. I see stars.
Oh yeah, a solar-powered music studio in the Caribbean, that sounds good, and it does sound good, as the artist known as Tortuga Blanco records some green music in a green way. And the person who does this is really Martin. Martin, where were you in the Caribbean?
I was living on a small island called Bonaire, which is known especially amongst scuba divers for its easy accessible coral reefs.
Yeah, and why did you build a solar-powered music-making studio there?
Well, there's this enormous amount of energy hitting the surface of the Earth day in, day out, and the sun rays from the sun, of course, and it's only logical to make use of it, is what I'm thinking. Also, there, it's a lot less polluting than making use of fossil fuels. And if you, as a global society, don't want to die of your own waste, you have to turn to renewable energy eventually. And also, it's really pretty cool to live on solar energy, and you know, the feeling of being independent. So I went looking for a house that was completely off the grid, found one, and set up my music studio in it. So it's not just the music studio; it was the whole house that was powered by solar energy.
Right, it's a frame of mind to be independent of off the grid. I've done it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. It's very nice. I mean, there were quite a lot of power outages on the island, and I never had to worry about it. I always had power.
Yeah, we didn't even know that the power had gone out. We'd go into town, they'd say, oh, we lost power for 2 days. We'd go, oh, really?
I had the same thing. Yeah. It was excellent. I was always kind of, you know, grinning to myself.
And tell us, what was your solar system made up of? You had panels, you had batteries. How did it work?
Yeah, it was basically a normal standard setup, a system. The system comprised of 18 photovoltaic panels up on the roof, together being 1,400 watts, and they turned the sunshine into electricity, which charged the batteries. Those were six-fold batteries in total, and a charge controller then makes sure that the deep cycle batteries, which they're not normal car batteries, of course, are charged in the right way. And because these batteries were placed into parallel and then in series, it was a 12-fold system. The inverter turned it into a 110-volt, 60 hertz, to power up the whole house, including the solar studio. And I've got a YouTube series called Time for a Break, and the latest just released episode has an explanation about this all. I actually show it, my former studio and the solar system setup, which is really nice, I think.
I'll put a link to that in my blog so people can watch it. It's really nice to look at. And what kind of songs do you write?
It's kind of eclectic. It's several different genres melted together, usually pretty catchy and upbeat, if I say so myself. Some of the songs are about eco topics, and others are just plain funshine.
And are you playing and recording real instruments, or do you employ computer-driven virtual instruments?
I use mostly real instruments in my songs, like electric guitars, bass guitars, digital piano, vocals, of course. The drums are programmed, and I do use some software instruments as well. Of course, all the mixing and the mastering and the EQing, the delays, reverbs, or whatever you that you put on there post-recording, that all happens in a computer. I'd like to have as less hardware as possible, as that means less electricity use.
Yeah, you have to watch that with solar power. So now you've moved to France. Is that the end of solar-powered music from Tortuga Blanco?
No. I recently moved to Europe, indeed, but it will not be the end of my solar-powered music. Right now, I've still got quite a stash of of songs and videos that I recorded in the Caribbean using only solar power, and that stuff I obviously am going to place on my website and on Facebook in the future. And the idea is that by the time I run out of solar powered material, I have a new solar studio set up here in France.
Are you in the north of France or the south?
In the middle.
Okay. And is there enough sunlight there to generate good solar power?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that most the most solar powered country still is Germany, which is more to the north than France, with probably less sunshine, I imagine. And they have the most solar power systems, I guess, in the world. I'm not sure if that is per capita or, you know, if it, or if it's in total, but they do have a lot of solar power systems over there.
Yeah.
And here in France as well, I see it all over the place. I see it in cities, in small towns here in the countryside where I live now. My neighbor, for example, he has both his house and his farm barn are covered with solar panels.
And France just issued a new decree saying all roofs for new construction either have to be living roofs, that means complete with soil and plants up there, or solar roofs. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I read about that too, and that's, you know, that's the way to go. And actually, most people don't realize it, but there's an optimum temperature by which solar panels work the best. And in the Caribbean, there might be a lot of direct sunlight and you know, lots of hours of sunlight, or relatively lots of hours of sunlight, but it's probably too hot. Photovoltaic solar power panel production works most efficiently in colder temperatures. From what I understand is, but above 25 degrees Celsius, the efficiency decreases, and underneath 25 degrees Celsius, it increases up to a certain point, of course. So you would think that the Caribbean is more suitable for solar power, but actually other parts of the world with less sunshine and colder temperatures are better suited for solar energy.
I had no idea. You've just taught me something new. Why did you choose the name Tortuga Blanco?
Tortuga Blanco is a nickname I was given when I was conducting sea turtle research in the Caribbean. Tortuga Blanco literally means white turtle, and it's the name in the local language for green turtle. And, you know, it kind of stuck on me, so I figured, well, why not use it for my musician name.
And were you diving there as well yourself?
Of course, yes. It's beautiful to dive over there.
And I'll put a link to your spot on Bandcamp, the music distribution site, but can you suggest an easy way for people to Google you?
Yeah, if you just Google the name Tortuga Blanco, and I might, you know, just spell it. It's T-U-R-T-U-G-A, that's Tortuga, and then Blanco is B-L-A-N-K-U, Tortuga Blanco. Google will give you my website, tortugablanco.com, my SoundCloud page, my Bandcamp page, my Facebook page, YouTube page, etc., etc. And I would really appreciate it if you listeners to Eco Shock would check it out, listen to some of the songs, watch the series Time for a Break, read the 5Q interviews that I did with people like Vandana Shiva, the MASH actor Mike Farrell, The World Without Us author Alan Wiseman, and so on. So feel free to send me a friend request on Facebook as well. I'd love to connect with, you know, listeners of a program like this.
Now I've got to find all that stuff and put links to it. I didn't know you talked to Alan Wiseman. I recorded one of his speeches. It's interesting. He was on a tour, and he didn't want me to broadcast his whole speech because he still had like 100 cities to go to.
Ah, yeah.
But I still have that speech. I should dig it out. I did some excerpts, but I think now I could let the whole thing go. Very interesting guy.
That would be nice. I would really like to hear that. Absolutely.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Yes, I know that you are making music as well, which can be heard on the show. Are you planning on maybe also building a solar studio to power up your music?
That's in the works. It's going to take me a couple of years. We're moving to a place that does have the right roof orientation, and I have to see how much all that costs, and then we do plan to put solar up on there, partly because it's the right thing to do, but also because electricity costs here are going up like 15% a year or so, and it's come to the point where people are paying as much for their electricity. If they have electric heat here, they're paying as much for their electricity as they do for rent.
Well, it's starts, it makes sense, of course, because the fossil fuel, you know, it's getting more and more expensive to extract it. And in a way, that is a good thing to happen, because then people will start to make the change, will start to turn to renewable energy instead of the fossil fuel. So it is kind of logical that it is happening, and it would be nice to see more people turning to renewable energy and solar energy or whatever. You know, you can use wind energy as well, of course.
I think people will do it when it becomes a bit painful to pay their regular utility bills. And that's a sad thing to say about us, that we have to experience some pain to make the change. But it's true, and it's true even for myself. It has to make sense economically at this point, because I don't have very much money.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that is necessarily a sad thing. I mean, the economies are profit-driven, and that's the way it is at the moment. So if that means that in such a way you can turn to renewable energy because it's more profitable, it's less expensive to do that, I don't see a problem with that. It's not really necessarily a sad thing to me. It's just, oh, okay, that works fine. Whenever people can make money, they're more inclined to do it. So, okay, that's good.
What I'd like to see, Martin, is some government no-interest loans for installing solar power, because what can happen is the rich say, well, I can afford the electricity no matter what it costs, so maybe I won't bother. But the poorer people who really need solar power can't afford to make that upfront investment. They can afford to pay over the months for it, but they can't do it right upfront like that.
And that's one of the things that you can find in Europe more often. You can get some kind of subsidy to start building your own system, or usually it is you have to pay a company to start building your system, because if you do it yourself, you cannot get the subsidies. But at least they are there, they are in place. And especially in France, I know that that is something that was going on for a long time. And that's why, for example, my neighbor has so many solar panels up on his roof. Normally, you would not be able to pay, you know, that amount of solar panels at one go, a normal person. But because it was subsidized, he was able to do that. So I'm going to look into that as well to see what's the idea. You know, I only recently moved here, so I'm not yet clear on all the ins and outs. But that is something that more countries should do, indeed. Just get some kind of subsidy going to promote it even more.
Yeah, especially for a country like India. Now, there you have people who can just barely make their electricity costs if they can get electricity. But there's still 200 million people don't have electricity in India. And solar panels are just the obvious answer for them. And I would just love to see a flood of them go in really cheaply with some institutional backing, that you go ahead and make your payments and change that country over. We've been talking with Martin, who makes solar-powered music as Tortuga Blanco, as we've said. Check my blog at ecoshock.info for links to his songs and now to his interviews. Thank you so much, Martin, for joining us on Radio EcoShock.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to all the listeners of Radio EcoShock for listening to this.
Radio EcoShock.
Get all the links for this week's show and my Radio EcoShock blog, published every Wednesday, at ecoshock.info. Thanks for joining us this week. Stay tuned for more shocking news from planet Earth. I'm Alex Smith. Please, keep caring about your planet. This is Tortuga Blanco with a tune called No More, from his album Golden Bubble.
Give me a break, and I wanna talk about it. It's too complicated, because we allowed it to grow and grow. Now we can't live without it anymore. No, what would happen if you could not supply? Would you get confused? Would you break down and cry? If you cannot deliver us, the river runs dry. Finally, yeah, the ground is still a long way away, and I wanna keep on playing. But I've seen it rushing up to today, and I do not feel like dying. All the waste we could throw through this maze. What is it that we chase? Is it time that we face? What's really at the base of this complicated case? At this point, yeah. More, 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 and it's possible right now. More, 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 and I don't care how. More, 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 we have made this vow. More, 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 yeah. Ground is still a long way away, and I wanna keep on playing. But I've seen it rushing up to today, and I do not feel like dying. Do you know, no, I cannot believe it, that you think. Achieve it, don't you think that we're gonna make it? Do
thing that we're gonna take it. Do you know no, I cannot believe it. Did you think that we cannot achieve it? Only thing that we're gonna make it. Do you think that we're gonna take it? Sure, some proper text and I'll take them up at five. Would you not be liable? You killed it's undeniable. Just take responsibility. Don't doubt the feasibility. You've got the capability to do it, yeah. It's time to redefine, rewrite, reform, and regulate the way we operate. You cannot take what is not yours. Sustainable should be the cost, recycle and regenerate. It's faded. Do you know? No, I cannot believe it. That you think that we cannot achieve it. Only thing we're gonna make you. Do you think that we're gonna take it? Do you know? No, I cannot believe it. That you think that we cannot achieve it. Don't you think that we're gonna make it? Do you think that we're gonna take it?